Welcome to the New Homebuyers Podcast, brought to you by Barrett Homes and David Wilson Homes. In this podcast series, we are exploring the ins and outs of acquiring your own home. We do this by talking to experts who will be answering the questions most often asked by you, the homebuyer. My name's Dave Harris, and today we are going to be talking about an issue that causes all sorts of stress and worry to prospective homebuyers, and that issue is your credit rating. What is it? Why does it matter? And how do you get a credit rating that enables you to apply for a mortgage? I have two guests with me today who are going to help us explore this vital topic. Felicity Barnett is a national account manager at the Mortgage Brain, a Southwest-based mortgage brokerage. Felicity has been helping homebuyers get mortgages since 2003 and knows all about the importance of good credit ratings in the mortgage market. And our second guest is Kevin Crawford. He is a business development manager at the Skipton Building Society. So he actually is one of those people that lends you the money. So he's an excellent person to talk to about this. Skipton have been helping people with their mortgages since 1853. So obviously they understand the importance of a good credit rating too. So thank you both for joining me on the podcast. I wonder if we could start with a very basic question. What is a credit rating? I mean, Felicity, how do you define a credit rating?
Well, it's just simply a centralised way of monitoring how you as an individual run credit agreements.
Okay, and why does that matter, Kevin?
I think it's a matter because it gives you confidence. From our side of the fence as a lender, we want to ensure that people have got a history of managing their credit well if we're going to be taking on that risk of giving out some lending to someone as well.
Okay, so you've answered my next question, why do I need one? And obviously that is so that I can borrow money. And presumably that would apply whether I was getting a bank loan or buying a car or whatever. You know, credit ratings matter for all sorts of reasons.
Absolutely right, yeah. So anyone who's taking out any form of credit will have to have some level of credit rating to get that credit thereafter as well.
Felicity, I always sort of kind of think when I'm thinking about mortgages, you know, that the most important thing is how much somebody earns, you know, the income of the household when they apply for the mortgage. Is that not more important than a credit rating?
When it comes to applying for a mortgage, there's not one thing that's more important. It's all kind of working collaboratively together. So yes, earning is certainly an important way. It's how you're going to pay back that loan. But from a lender's perspective, they need to consider how responsible you can be when borrowing money. So it's a way that they can consider what risk you pose to them as a customer. So this is why credit ratings have become incredibly important and certainly reviewed and respected a lot more in more recent times.
So talking about the process of getting a mortgage and applying for a mortgage, I mean, Felicity, obviously you've helped many people over the years. Where do you start with this business of assessing a credit rating and how do you start?
The very first thing we'll ever ask our customer to do is to go and get a copy of their credit report. And then it's really important for that customer to take a good look at that file and very first of all, make sure it's correct. So make sure things like your address history is all correct. There's no spelling errors. There's all the credit that's assigned to you is yours.
And are these credit reports pretty easy to get?
Absolutely. It's a very quick Google and the vast majority of them do a free 30-day sign up and then you can choose to subscribe to them. A lot of the banks now offer it as part of their current account package. So it's worth looking into that. But yeah, you just need to go and get a copy of your report so that you can actually see where we need to start.
Do different lenders use different agencies?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You will find that lenders do use different credit agencies and it's really good. I mean, it's a great starting point to get these, but I'd always push you towards speaking to a professional new build broker, for example, because they will know these lenders and which of these agencies they use and will be the best person to guide them along the process as well. And the earlier that they can go to them, the better on that one.
Yeah, so Felicity, tell me about that bit of the process, if you like, then. So you've got your reports and you take them to somebody like you who's an expert on finding these mortgages for new builds and that sort of thing. What happens then?
Well, then we need to look at where you currently stand in terms of that credit report. So we'll look at your credit rating and also how to potentially improve that. But we'll also look at a number of other factors around it, because when a lender comes to make the decision to lend, it's not just the credit file that they're looking at. They're looking at a number of other things, including your income, how long you've been at your address for, all of your outgoings, etc. So it's a combination of these factors. Your credit score is one of those.
So clearly it is very important to talk to somebody who knows what they're talking about and understands this process, because it does sound like a bit of a minefield. So if I come to you, Felicity, and I'm desperate to get my mortgage, you know, and you tell me, oh, I think your credit score is a bit low. I'm not sure I'm going to find you a lender for this amount. Is there anything I can do about that? Or is that just tough? I've got to walk away.
No, absolutely. Your credit score is always something that's changing depending on your personal circumstances. So there's lots of different things that you can do, and we'll talk you through that. So well, first of all, we'll kind of be looking for any red marks, any missed payments. The really important thing to note here is things like your gas and water and electric bill will show on your credit file. Your mobile phone will show on your credit file. If you've missed these payments, or if you're even late for these payments, it will register a mark against you, which won't stand you well in the test of time. So it's about keeping your credit file clean, i.e. keeping up to date with all of your payments, for a minimum of kind of 6 months at the very, very least. And we'll guide you as to how to do that. The other thing we'll then look at is your credit utilization. So if you have got a credit card, for example, then if your limit is, for example, £1,000, I wouldn't want you to be using more than 50% of that, because ideally that's where you should be. You shouldn't have more than about £500 on there. And then really, really importantly is that you're making those monthly repayments. It's a common myth with credit cards that you should pay it off every single month in full. And actually, if you're trying to build a credit profile, that's not always going to be the best outcome for you. It's quite important that you put a balance on. So you put your £500 on and then you pay it back monthly, because it shows that you can borrow and pay back responsibly, as opposed to just clearing it all off immediately. It's a horrible situation for a first-time buyer when they come to us and they say, I've never had any debt in my life, aren't I good? And you're like, yes. However, we also can't show that you can borrow responsibly. So we will sometimes advise that you go out and find credit, use half of the agreement that you've got, and actually pay it back responsibly slowly, which may mean you'll pay a little bit of interest, but it will build your credit file faster.
Just to add to that as well, the regular payments is crucial. Setting up a direct debit right at the outset is going to make sure that obviously that payment is going to be coming out for you, that you're not going to make that missed payment or be a little bit late with that payment as well, which is really important when you're building up your credit file. Be considered with your credit, because when you are doing this, you are having a hard footprint on your credit file, which will, again, impact your overall score as well. And if you're taking something out relatively close to your mortgage, it will be considered as a new debt, and there's no history on that, so you need to build up a bit more time with that as well. So just be considered on when you're taking out that credit as well.
And Felicity, Kevin mentioned there something called a hard footprint. I've heard people talk about hard and soft searches and things like that, and then there's these mortgage calculators that you can use online. Tell me a little bit about that, you know, and which of these things matters in terms of affecting a credit rating.
Absolutely. So it is really important to know the difference between what's known as a soft footprint and a hard footprint. A soft footprint is where you can simply check the file to make sure it's okay. So you going and getting a copy of your credit file would be a soft footprint. You going and speaking with a mortgage broker who runs what's known as decision in principle on you, usually that is a soft footprint. We'll let you know if it's not going to be. But when we make the application to the lender, or you apply for a credit card, or you apply for any form of credit, that then becomes what's known as a hard footprint. And a hard footprint is a registered search on your credit file. So for example, if you were looking for a credit card and trying to find one that was accepting you or a better interest rate, then if you applied for each of those cards, it's a hard footprint every time. You could get to the point where you've applied three times and it's a fail for no other reason than you've been hard footprinted too much in such a short space of time. You really want to keep 3 months gap between each and every hard footprint that you try and do.
Kevin, why does a hard footprint matter? Why do you care whether people have three hard footprints in the space of a month?
Because it's a real life moment in time where someone's went for credit. I guess from our point of view, we can see that these are places where people have tried to get credit. There may be a need for further lendings. We want to see that from our point of view, what's going on in the background, so we can see the bigger picture. And naturally, that's going to affect the score, because you're looking for some form of funds that you can't subsidise yourself through your own savings.
And these mortgage calculators that you see all over the place online, and loan calculators for that matter, do they have any effect?
Generally, no. They will let you know. It should warn you if for any reason it was going to footprints or search you. It should tell you beforehand. But if you're just putting your information into the generic online calculators, it shouldn't have any impact at all on your credit file.
You mentioned credit cards a few minutes ago and how getting a form of credit can be helpful, as long as you do it responsibly and that sort of thing. Are there different types of credit, you know, that some are better than others. For example, you know, you can get credit in a store if you're buying something, or you can use your credit card in the traditional way. I mean, does it matter, Felicity, which sort of credit I'm getting?
Very much so. So there's kind of a consideration of what's known as instant credit. So things like payday loans, Klarna, or even using your overdraft to a degree, it suggests to a lender that you need that money there and then, and that you can't afford to wait until your next payday. So it doesn't look good if you're using these types of funding. A credit card or a personal loan is considered medium to long-term credit, so it's a much better thing to utilise than these short instant fixes.
Felicity, I've heard that when you're in the process of a mortgage application, it's not a good idea to use your credit card because it might affect that application. Is that true?
A lender assesses your situation. So if you change your financial situation during the application process or between offer and completion, you are at risk of losing out what the lender was willing to give you. But if you are about to make a significant purchase or really change your situation, speak to your broker first.
Because there could be a temptation, I would have thought, if you're buying a new home, you know, to go out and buy that three-piece suite.
Absolutely. The lender has the right to re-credit check you at any point up until completion. So we don't want you to take that risk. We want to make sure that what we've offered you and what you've got in terms of on paper from the lender stays the same.
We've established that things can be bad for your credit rating and other things can be good for it. I'm quite interested to know how long these things affect your credit rating. I mean, is there, you know, how long does stuff, if you have a default when you're in your 20s, for example, and you apply for a mortgage in your 30s, is that going to be forgotten about or will it still be there?
That's a really good question. It's worth noting that these credit agencies will hold this information on you for up to 6 years. So it's a 6-year period of time where it will be showing on your credit score. But it is also worth noting that there are a number of different lenders out there as well who will have different policies on how they approach that.
I think it's really important to note that there are, as Kevin said, lots of different lenders that will allow you to have different things on your credit file. But it will ultimately affect your interest rate that you pay. So there's a couple of things that will affect your interest rate when it comes to credit. The higher your loan needs to be in comparison to deposits, so your loan to value, the harder it is to get anything past the lender. You've got to be what's known as squeaky clean and not have missed a payment. And that really has to have been in place for, I would say, at least 3 years. You need a good credit rating without any problems at all for a minimum of 3 years to get away with just a 5% deposit. If you have a bigger deposit, you can get away a little bit more with a couple of missed payments on the file. If you've had some significant problems, there are other lenders out there that would be willing to consider you. But obviously, it is higher risk for them, and therefore your interest rate would directly affect that.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask about interest rates as well, because interest rates do vary a lot, obviously, depending on which lender you go to and the type of package you have and all that sort of thing. So does your credit score have a direct effect, Kevin, on the interest rate you're likely to end up paying?
The credit score is one part. Okay, you've got the credit score, you've then got the lender's policy, and then you've got the affordability as well. You could have the best score but not have demonstrated the right affordability, or perhaps got through the lender's own scorecard itself. But all of those three things come into play at some point.
Felicity, a lot of young people who might be wanting to get a mortgage will have been to university, higher education, and will have had student loans and that sort of thing, and will still have to pay those back. Does that affect your credit rating?
So the student loan itself isn't normally registered on a credit profile, but of course we have to take it into consideration for affordability purposes.
Right, so if you do have a repayment schedule, if you're earning enough to have a repayment schedule, then that will be taken into account.
Absolutely, yes.
And talking of student loans, I know a lot of students are probably going to use their overdrafts from time to time. Do things like overdrafts have a material effect, Kevin, on this sort of stuff?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that most lenders will look to see the last maybe 3 months bank statements. And that's us just simply assessing how you manage your accounts. Ultimately, can you show the affordability of the loan that they're looking to take on? Now, we appreciate there will be times where people may go into their overdraft and there may be a genuine reason for that. Life can get in the way with that. But if someone sustains, like is in their overdraft for a sustained period of time, and it's evidenced over sort of a 3 month period of time, that's naturally going to have an impact, just one on the lender's scorecard itself, but it's going to ask questions as well to, is this the right thing for them? So yeah, I'd always be looking to make sure that your bank statements can be kept out of your overdraft as a part of conducting your finances when looking to apply for a mortgage.
Felicity, something I've seen a lot on social media recently is people complaining that they might be paying £1,000 or £1,500 a month in rent, and they might be paying that for the last 3 years, but they can't use that as evidence of them being able to afford a mortgage. It's simply not considered. Why is that?
You're absolutely right. It's not necessarily directly the lender's fault, to be fair. It's their regulation. But you're right, it's not showing on a credit file, so there's no history of you making those rental payments, and they can't take it into consideration when assessing your affordability.
Kevin, how do you feel about that as a lender?
Yeah, I mean, I agree that there is a problem there. As lenders, we have been innovative with the ways in which we're able to lend, certainly to first-time buyers. But we will work hard with the regulator to try and improve this so that we can help these people as well.
So before we finish, I wonder if I could ask you both, maybe just to give us your top tips for somebody who is in need of a mortgage and is worried about their credit rating. Felicity, could I start with you?
Yeah, so 100%, when you get a copy of a credit file, check it through. Make sure that information is factually correct. Little things can really improve your score. So register for the electoral roll, because it actually boosts your credit score. So if you're not on the electoral roll, get on the electoral roll. The other thing is, think about your addresses. So if you've got half of your credit and your identity at mum and dad's, but you also now live in rented, that can cause a problem with your credit rating. So make sure that everything that belongs to you is at the correct address for you now, and make sure that address history is absolutely accurate. Additionally, just make sure that if you've got lots of credit cards and you're not using them because you've moved across, you've balance transferred, close down old credit cards, because if you've got available credit to you, that technically is something that you can take out tomorrow. So a lender could look negatively if you've got too much available credit available. And then, as I said earlier, don't utilise more than 50% of the credit that you've got.
And Kevin, what about you? Have you got any tips for our listeners?
What Felicity's mentioned there's some real good tips there. And I would really stress about obtaining a free credit agency report to see where you're starting from as a first point. And the earlier, again, that you can prepare yourself for a mortgage, the better. So getting yourself ready, it's not an overnight decision. Perhaps start to think of this 6 months in advance of what you're looking to do. Check your credit report out and how you can improve that. Setting up direct debits is really important as well. So if you've got any credit cards or loans, if you can just set these up as direct debits, this is going to reduce any chances, hopefully, of you having a missed payment or actually being late with these as well. Another thing that is a top tip as well is just be aware of what finance it is you're taking out as well. From a lender's point of view, if you're taking out any new form of credit, we want to ensure that you have got enough trail on that as well. So if anything's inside 6 months, may not be looked as favourably as something that is a longer term loan that you already have in place.
And Dave, just to add, I'd say think about your bank statements. So there's lots of do's and don'ts within your bank statements. Most lenders are going to ask for 3 months, so let's keep them looking as good as they possibly can. I mean, the silly little things, you know, don't massively over gamble at the time, because that can sometimes look against you. Certainly don't take out those short-term credit agreements like your payday loans or your Klarnas. And the other thing is, and it sounds silly, but sometimes when your friends send you money because they've, you know, you've paid for their meal, make sure that there's not a naughty or a rude reference on there, because lenders don't particularly find the funny side of that. So we want the bank statements to look as good as they possibly can.
Kevin, I'm sure you've got a sense of humour.
Yeah, be careful is what I would say with what you're putting on your bank statements.
All right, well, look, thank you both very much. It's been really, really interesting. You've been listening to the New Home Buyers podcast, brought to you by Barrett Homes and David Wilson Homes. I'm Dave Harris, and I've been talking to mortgage broker Felicity Barnett of The Mortgage Brain and Kevin Crawford of the Skipton Building Society about credit rating in the mortgage market. We hope you found this discussion useful and understand a bit more about credit rating and why it matters. I know I have certainly learned a great deal in the last half an hour. If you're thinking of buying a new home, then simply pop in or call the development you're interested in, and the sales team will make you feel very welcome. If you're not quite sure what and where you want to buy, but you want to find out what you can afford, then contact a mortgage broker directly. And of course, they'll be able to give you lots of advice about that all-important credit rating. You can find links to our recommended mortgage brokers on our podcast page at www.podbean.com/Barrett Homes, where you can also find links to all sorts of other useful information and listen to our other podcasts in the New Home Buyers podcast series. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If so, please share it with your family and friends if you think they'd find it useful too. Join us for another episode soon. But in the meantime, happy house hunting and thanks for listening.